It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
With a rich and flavorful broth and fluffy dumplings, old-fashioned chicken and dumplings is pure comfort food. If you haven't made this dish at home, you need to. I have to admit, the chicken and dumplings was not a dish that was in my repertoire until a few years ago. I had assumed it was a labor-intensive recipe reserved just for lazy Sunday afternoon cooking. When my daughter came home one day from a friend's house begging me to make this comfort food, I knew I had to give it a try. I was pleased to discover that this dish is more simple to prepare than I had assumed. Just like when making chicken noodle soup, the key to chicken and dumplings is a good broth. Browning the chicken first gives this comforting one-dish meal its flavor. Some recipes call for just adding water when you cook the chicken and vegetables, but I find using chicken stock makes for an even richer and more delicious broth. I add a little heavy cream to the broth at the end to give it extra creamy richness, but you can always omit the heavy cream if you prefer. As for the dumplings, the ingredients and technique couldn't be any simpler. Flour, milk, and eggs are the basic ingredients. Baking powder provides a leavening agent, and herbs like thyme and chives provide flavor. Be sure to use a gentle hand when mixing the dough to ensure the dumplings will be light and delicate. When ready to serve, add the dumpling dough to the broth and they will cook in just about 10 minutes. This dish may be humble, but it's guaranteed to warm the soul just like a good bowl of chicken noodle soup. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.